But anyway, he was born in the house that his daddy built in 1885.
They're
I interviewed him
dear.
In the same house. He just had just remodeled it.
I'd like to talk to him.
He's a nice man.
Yes.
He gave us a sign saddle for our historical collection at the university.
The idea.
It had been his mother's.
Yes, sir. Oh, I wish I'd have kept mine. I had a good side saddle and just let it, I never thought about it ever.
Did you throw it away?
You just let it lay out and I don't know whatever did become of it. But that was a good saddle. It was made in, what was that saddle company in Denver? I don't remember now. But it was a good saddle and, well, my goodness, if I had kept it while, after I was married, of course the country was settled up by that time and there wasn't much riding to do. The last saddle, good saddle horse I had died, and I didn't have any use for it. I just didn't suppose we'd ever care anything about it anymore, and I knew I'd never have any more use for it, so it just...
That happens to so many things.
Oh, goodness, yes. There's so many things. The longhorns, when this country, Herring, C.T. Herring was the first one that brought cattle in, that is, the big herds. And those little longhorn steers, their horns are just so long that when they'd walk, their old heads just, they were so, their horns were so heavy. Well, they was, we had a bad winter here one year, and just hundreds of those cattle drifted into, over a bank or somewhere and died there.
Huh.
Well, those horns, there was thousands and thousands of. Well, I'd just give anything in the world if I had some of those big old long horns. I could have had them the same way the buffalo horns. There was lots of buffalo skeletons in here when we first came down here. Didn't keep one of them, and I bet I've picked up a 10 gallon of Indian
arrowheads.
Huh. Never kept any of them. Suppose they'd always be here.
Yeah, it's interesting how things have no value at one time.
And well, when, especially when you're a youngster and just roaming around like the coyotes.
Yeah.
That's what we did.
Well, let's see. Would you tell me about your house when you were a girl?
Well, the first house we had, Dad, he made the run when the strip opened, and he and the men came by. These men that, that this old fella is telling about that was with Dad at the time the strip opened, they came down and made a part dugout and logs, made it with logs. That was our first house. And we came down in January after the strip opened in, the next January after the strip opened in September. And I think it was, well, Dad had to, he had to move this house down from Deep Hole up here, the old house that's adobe now, from Deep Hole up here on the Cimarron. He had moved that down, but he hadn't got it fixed up. So that winter we lived in the dugout, what we call the dugout. And then the next fall, he fixed that up for a schoolhouse.
Mm-hmm.
The house that he'd moved in, he fixed that up for a schoolhouse, and the lady that he hired to come down and teach we youngsters, she lived in part of it and taught in the other room. That was our first school for the first 2 years after we came down here. And we lived in the dugout all that time. Well, after that, when the school, when they got